Kabbalah has always been rooted in various techniques that today would be called one form or another of meditation. For example, Kabbalah is premised on the idea that the Torah, which some people call the Old Testament, is encoded with all of the secrets of the universe. Thus, a major meditative practice in the category of contemplation is to immerse oneself and ponder the meanings hidden within the Torah. As an example, the word for serpent in the Torah, that serpent that we saw in the Garden of Eden, in Hebrew is nachash. This has a numeric value when each of the letters is converted into numbers, a method used by Kabbalists, that equals another word, which is the word Mashiach, which means the Messiah. So a Kabbalist would ponder, what is it about the serpent that is related in some way to the Messiah? This is a Kabbalist technique that is frequently used. They use many techniques of meditation. One of the ways to explore the Torah is called hermeneutic logic, which is unusual in comparison to the Aristotelian logic that we use in the West. The way words are placed, the way words parallel one another, the numeric values of words in various forms, or the anagrams using the first letters of each word, or the way words overflow into one another. All of these are contemplative opportunities to explore Torah. Kabbalists also use other forms of meditation. They use what's called hitbodedut, which means being alone or being separate from the world so that one can commune directly with the divine. They use hitbonenut, which is a method of building a concentration so that one can connect more clearly with the divine. They build on a practice of hishtavut, which means equanimity, achieving a state of mind in which one is not concerned about praise or blame. This is often viewed as a foundation point for advanced practice. There are many types of meditation technique in the Kabbalah that include forms of repetition or visualization, various body postures, the use of imagination, or the repetition of various names of the divine. As meditation is best communicated by experiencing it, let's explore together some Kabbalistic practices in the realm of visualization. These are unusual practices with the use of imagination that have special meaning in Kabbalah. There's a principle called as above, so below, as below, so above. The idea that all realms are interconnected and every action that we do in this world is reflected by actions in other worlds. The principle holds true as well for the imagination. If we can imagine something in this world, it is as if it were happening in another world. So these are powerful techniques, for from a Kabbalistic point of view, we're not simply using our imagination. We are actually affecting the way the universe is unfolding. The first meditation practice is called Tahora He. She is pure. It is built on the statement offered in the prayers in Hebrew, Elohai neshama shenatata bi Tahora He. This is the first thought a traditional practitioner in Judaism has when they wake up. My God, the soul that you have placed within me, she is pure. It refers to the neshama level of the soul, a higher level which is related to the breath. And it says that each and every one of us, on the neshama level, is pure. Although other levels of the soul, such as the nefesh and ruach, are sometimes put in a different vibrational level by the actions that we engage in, the nefesh is always pure. It's never touched in any way. And so it's important to understand that although most of us are self-critical in looking and evaluating who we are and what we do, the teaching here is that no matter what appears on the outside, no matter what personality we have, and no matter what we've done in the past, we have within us a pure, clear soul that's connected to the source of all beings.